One of the plants I remember from my youth is Cleome with their spidery flowers, today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
As a kid, I loved the tall Cleome in our garden. It was many years later when I rediscovered Cleome growing in my neighbor's yard. I reached out to hold a stem to get a closer look at the flowers and was suddenly reminded of one aspect of these plants. I had forgotten about the thorns and had impaled my thumb. Several years ago, a new and exciting Cleome was introduced. Señorita Rosalita Cleome is a great garden and landscape plant. Flowers are produced freely all summer long. In 2009, Señorita Rosalita was selected as a Mississippi Medallion winner and has not looked back. And the plant does not have thorns. Older Cleome varieties easily attain perennial status due to the prolific seed production. Señorita Rosalita does not produce viable seeds, so there is no reseeding. The growth habit is much more compact, being 24 inches tall and 20 inches wide. Señorita Rosalita has dense growth without any bare knees. Cleome is strictly a warm weather flowering annual to be transplanted once the soil temperatures begin warming. Select the planting site having full sun at least part of the day. Always plant in amended landscape soil that is well drained and add a layer of mulch. The heavy flower heads can cause arching, but resist the urge to stake. Gentle breezes can cause the arching branches to sway, adding movement to the landscape. Señorita Rosalita Cleome offers interesting textures to the garden for you and your neighbors to enjoy. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.